Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Monty Rodacker. We're going to be talking about the upcoming 6th annual Ride to Silence the Stigma on the 21st of July here. And Monty, welcome to our show.
Thanks.
Yep. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us right now. And let's talk about it. Every single year this has rolled around, again, going into its 6th year, it has just seemed to have gotten bigger and bigger and raising money for a really important cause, right?
Yes. Suicide prevention is a big deal. I was just skimming over some statistics last night, and in the younger age groups, now in North Dakota, suicide is the second leading cause of death. I know it's in the 17-year-old and on up to, I can't remember, yeah. You know, like 30-something age bracket is the second leading cause. And so, and it seems like we hear, you know, instead of going down, the rate seems to be going up.
Right. And the key with this, you know, like you said, suicide prevention, but the silence, the stigma is that key part of it. It's yeah. Getting rid of that and making people know that it's okay to talk about this with people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So again, this is raising money for suicide prevention, the Ride to Silence the Stigma, and Monty, a lot of involvement with this, a lot of clubs and a lot of help has helped make this continue on, right?
Yep. You know, originally we started out with a core group. Last year, the Midnight Riders, based out of Judd, took it over. Dave and Beth Lout, the part of the originators, have stayed with us and been instrumental in keeping this thing going. And the Midnight Riders were asked to step in and help out with it, and we've kind of more or less taken it over. But, you know, as I said, Dave and Beth Lout are still involved.
Yeah.
And this year, we want to raise funds, and the majority of them sounds like we're going to send to First Link, which help with communication, specifically the 1-800-273-TALK number, and also the 211 texting is now available, I believe, for those who don't want to talk but yeah. Want to reach out that way.
Yeah.
And a small, I don't know if you can really call it an organization, was brought to our attention. Samantha Cox is the daughter of two of our club members, and she brought this to us. She recently graduated from high school, and she was made aware of a group called the Chase Foundation, which is actually based out of Valley City, and it's a peer-based effort.
Yeah.
You know, young people don't often feel comfortable discussing things with adults, whether it's their parents, their teachers, or, you know, and a lot of times especially professionals.
Yeah.
So these people have a peer-based environment where, you know, a group, they just sit down and talk.
Yeah.
And the money that they take in gets used for snacks or, you know, maybe some supplies, something like that. So I think it sounds like we're going to send a small portion that direction too, in order to keep our efforts localized and hopefully put them in the most effective places where we can. You know, we want to give everybody some bang for their buck.
Exactly. Yeah. And local, the key part of that, Monty, you just said all the money that's getting raised is going to stay here and help locally.
Yep.
For those. And that's what makes this just so much more important.
Locally and, you know, kind of regionally. I mean, we're
right.
We haven't really defined a border. You know, it's pretty rubber. But, you know, we want to keep it as local and regional as possible because we live here. We work here. We go to church here. And, you know, we want to take care of this area.
Yeah, absolutely. Monty Rodacker again joining us right now. And let's talk about it. 6th annual Ride to Silence the Stigma coming up Sunday, July 21st. Kickstands go up at Stutzman Harley-Davidson. And Monty, it sounds like registration will happen there day of, right?
Yes, correct. I believe registration starts at, I'm not sure if it's 10 or 11.
Okay.
I thought, but anyway.
Earlier the better. It doesn't matter,
yeah.
Right?
We'll be there plenty early. Yeah. And, you know, kickstands will go up at 12:30. This particular weekend now, you know, for those, if anybody wants to come in from out of town and stay over, there's two rides that weekend. One on Saturday will be the Christmas in July run put on by the Individuals Motorcycle Club. And I'll tell you what, you know, I've participated in that run now, what, twice, three times? I can't remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, they leave Stutzman Harley at noon,
yeah,
I believe. And Santa Claus on his Harley leads the procession. We go down to the Ann Carlson Center.
Yeah.
And kids, you know, they bring the kids out and have them on the sidewalk around there. And you should see their faces when all those bikes roll in.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, that's worth the registration fee right there.
Absolutely.
And Ann Carlson feeds the riders. And then after that, we go on the run. And it's, you know, it's a great cause. It's all the Ann Carlson kids benefit from it.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, that's a good one to support, as well as ours. And, I, you know, forgive me for not knowing the date, but the Crusaders have a run coming up, the SART run, which is for the Sexual Assault Response Team. You know, that's another great cause, yeah, because, well, obviously they're addressing a problem in our area too.
Definitely.
So, you know, all are worthy causes. The Ride to Silence the Stigma does encourage cars. So, you know, get your grandma's station wagon and stuff it full of people.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Come follow along, yeah, you know. And registration is $20 per person, and that includes an end-of-the-run meal at Windsor. Doing a little bit different this year, rather than, you know, what's been usual fare. Keith Troutman's one of our club members, one of our sergeants-at-arms. He's donating a beef.
Oh, awesome.
And that's going to be slow cooked all day long.
That's what I'm talking about. You got me. I may
skip the run and just go sit at Windsor. I'm not sure.
I think a bunch of people would like to do that. But yeah, Monty, we want as much participation. I love that you bring up the fact that cars can go, yep, as well, because we don't want to discourage anybody, because there are so many people whose suicide has affected their lives in some way, shape, or form. And
it's hard to find someone anymore who hasn't been affected by it somehow.
Yeah.
You know, and for all you car guys and gals out there, you know, drag that old 57 Chevy out of the back of the Quonset and wash it up and bring it along. You know, we wouldn't mind seeing some oldies and goodies out there too.
Yeah, yeah. Make it even bigger.
It's a fun time. Everybody has a lot of fun. There'll be door prizes again this year, 50-50 drawing. All that will take place at Windsor. And so, you know, take the ride in, take the meal in, and hopefully you go home with something in your hands.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. So Monty Rodacker again joining us right now about Ride to Silence the Stigma. Again, mark it on your calendar, July 21st at Stutzman Harley-Davidson, the 6th annual, raising money again for suicide prevention. And Monty, if anybody has questions about these rides that we've talked about, or about getting involved with what you guys are doing, what are some ways, or how do they get a hold of you guys for that?
I'm on Facebook, so, you know, you can message me there and we can make connection. And
Stutzman Harley, I'm sure could.
Stutzman Harley can help. We should probably actually get a website started, maybe. I don't know.
Any way we can get it out there, but we just want people to get involved. So if they have any questions, find you, Monty, or again, Stutzman Harley-Davidson can guide them in the right direction, I'm sure, as well. Yep.
And, I want to take a minute and really thank i3G Media for all the exposure they've given us over the years. Every year, you know, you've given us time on your program, and, you know, you've put in some little blurbs here and there in your announcements, and, you know, that support means a lot to us, and we'll forever grateful.
Yeah, well, we understand the cause. We're so glad we could do that for you guys, Monty, and we'll continue to do it as long as this run goes. You know, catch Monty here on Let's Talk About It when we talk about these events. Monty, anything else about the ride, or anything else going on that you want to talk about here?
Nothing really comes to mind at the moment, but I'm sure I'll remember something as soon as we go off air.
That's how it works. So Ride to Silence the Stigma, July 21st, get signed up the day of at Stutzman Harley-Davidson. About 10 o'clock, I would show up, get registered for that and participate in this ride. Monty, thanks so much for joining us.
And as usual, we're going to have a balloon release before the kickoff, you know,
Thank you for mentioning that. Yep. I forgot about the balloon release.
Yeah, I did too, almost for a minute.
Hey, like you said, right there at the end. So balloon release as well. A great event, raising money for a much needed cause. So Monty, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.